Hello, my name is Pedro Zepeda, and I am the Traditional Arts Coordinator at the Atothigi Museum, located on the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation. For the Seminole people, traditional arts have always been very important for a lot of different reasons. The things that we made were not only utilitarian, but also artistic and adventure. In my position as a Traditional Arts Coordinator here at the museum, I help perpetuate that through three main different ways: through presentations to different civic groups, to demonstrations on site and at different festivals and such, and probably most important is teaching classes to other tribal members on the traditional arts. There's a lot of different reasons that these traditional arts are so important, because they're not merely objects. They're kind of vessels of knowledge that represent all the knowledge of our elders from the past. Things that have been passed down from generation to generation. And that really connects you to your family and your past family. And in Seminole culture, our matriarchal clan system is also very important. Our clans, the way we keep track of our families, is tracked down through our mothers. And each clan has a certain way they conduct business or do different things or do traditional arts. So one clan, say the Panther Clan, might collect materials differently than the Otter Clan would collect the same kind of material. Different traditional arts that the Seminole people make would be baskets of different types. We have our sweet grass coiled baskets, probably which we are most well known for today. And then we also have our palmetto baskets, and those were used for day-to-day utilitarian use in the camps, to sift corn, to winnow the corn, to make carry baskets, to carry, you know, your belongings from one camp to another. Another part of Seminole culture and our traditional arts has been adapting to the times. Even from the 1700s and 1800s up through today, we've taken on new materials and incorporated them into our traditional arts and really made them our own. Things like cotton cloth and calicos and glass beads to metal, all things that were available to pretty much any other person in the United States, but we used them in our own way, using the metal to make the silver gorgets, using cloth to make our patchwork clothing, using the glass beads to make beautiful beaded bandolier bags. Without these traditional arts, I think our people would lose a large part of our culture. As I stated earlier, these aren't just objects. You know, they really do represent a lot more than the mere object they're made from. There's a certain way of making things, there's a certain way that they're taught. And that's all very important in the whole learning process and the Seminole way of learning things. It's very important to the museum to preserve not only the past of the Seminole people, but the living culture that we are today. Because I think it's kind of a big misconception that people a lot of times think that Native Americans or Seminoles are something you only see in a museum or read about in a book. But instead, we are living, breathing people that are still practicing our traditions, our culture, and our religion.